Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. We're lucky this week in the sense that all of our 25 stations that pick up the show are with us starting this week. Good news for everybody. We're going to talk about a number of interesting items today. One of the first level of interest for me, highest level of interest for me, is the way the progressives are handling the justice system. I watched Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, was interviewed last night, and I have to tell you, the guy does not come across well at all. What do you think about Garland, and what do you think about what the progressives are doing, Jim?
Yeah, so Merrick Garland was before the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday.
Yeah.
He was interviewed by Senators Lee, by the entire board or the entire committee, but most importantly, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri and Senator Lee from Utah, as well as Senator Cruz from Texas, basically, in my view, made some very clear points of how the Justice Department is being imbalanced in its approach to justice against not only Christians, but favoring progressive ideologues.
Right.
And I think it was a pretty damning testimony for Merrick Garland.
He was unable to respond
effectively to a lot of these without lying.
Yeah, it was incredibly damning in the sense that I remember he was asked the following question: why didn't you do anything to protect the Supreme Court judges, given the fact that their lives were all in danger? He gave some kind of technical answer. He said he did everything that was possible, and that's totally not true.
Well, yes, it's not true. He did not. He did, in his testimony, he claimed that he, instructed the U.S. Marshals to do something. But the problem is, with the exception of the potential assassin for Brett Kavanaugh, he failed to arrest anybody that was protesting outside of their homes, which is against federal law.
Right.
He failed to arrest people that were intimidating them and attempting to make threats against them, including Democratic politicians. And of course, we've seen the complete opposite when it's come to conservative values, where relatively peaceful Christian conservatives that have been either just praying or standing outside abortion clinics, he has gone after with zealousness, while allowing these others to go basically unchallenged, the leftist progressives.
Yeah. I thought it was really interesting when you bring up the thing about the Christians and the Jews that were actually praying. What was very interesting to me about that is there were eight members of a family out in front of their house, all praying for justice in America, and they were all arrested. The children, there were eight kids and two adults. The adults and the kids, if I'm not mistaken, were arrested. I don't see how that could possibly do the progressives any good in the upcoming vote in 2400, Jim.
Well, what I think is happening here, the Justice Department has a progressive agenda.
Yeah.
So Merrick Garland, as well as the FBI following the directions of the Department of Justice, and then the leftist progressives that are inside the administration in the Justice Department and the assistant and associate attorneys general, they are pushing agendas in order to intimidate the conservative population and threaten them with jail and potential incarceration and prosecution to silence them against their fundamental right, against basically against their right to protest and their rights to stand up for the religious positions they believe in. And I think that's a very damaging position for the Department of Justice to take. But at the same time, it does silence people into compliance, and that's what they want.
Yeah.
They want to silence people. They want to use the media. They want to use all the powers that are behind this administration, the federal powers, in order to stop opposition and silence them. And they've got media and tech companies that support them.
Yeah. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go back a few years. Now, you may be too young to answer this question, but let's compare Merrick Garland to John Foster Dulles.
Well, I mean, John Foster Dulles, that's quite a long time ago, so yeah. I wouldn't want to do that. But let's just look at, really, in recent times, where the Department of Justice, and there has been always, and there always will be, mistakes that are made, but ultimately, the Department of Justice was responsive to the people of the United States in order to show and to prove equality under the law.
Right.
Now, that becomes unbalanced to some extent, but never, it, certainly in my lifetime, have I ever seen this much of an imbalance where they've been absolutely attacking a political opposition in order to achieve dominance in the political realm through legal means.
Right.
And we see it with the attacks on Donald Trump, with the Mar-a-Lago raid. We see the lack of equal treatment under the law for the Biden problems with his classified documents.
Yeah.
You see it with this this Mr. Houck that was arrested after a local court and police had found no justification for any of this when he was actually protecting his son from a very vocal pro-choice activist and yelling at this young man, at this man's young son. He pushed him away. The local authorities threw that out, but then the FBI, in order to prove a point and in order to intimidate people, used law enforcement and the FBI with arms and weapons to go arrest him when they could have called him on the phone and said, hey, come in and let's see this. Now, they lost that case in court. So it's actually a fact that they overused power in an unjustifiable way. And Merrick Garland could not answer that effectively yesterday. And his cop-out was, we're using standard procedure, is an absolute lie.
Yeah.
That is a direct out-and-out lie. And if you have an attorney general that would lie before a congressional oversight committee, a Senate committee, that is a serious problem in the United States. And you haven't seen this level of incompetence with the Department of Justice in my lifetime.
I agree 1,000%, Jim. I also want to bring up the fact, let's be somewhat balanced here. I want to bring up the fact that the situation in Canada with Justin Trudeau now is even worse. You know, and it leads me to really stop and think about the conspiracy theory, one world order, etc., etc. I know a lot of people are going to say, well, you're nuts. Well, maybe I'm nuts, but the fact of the matter is Justin Trudeau is very involved in that movement with the World Economic Council. That's a pretty well-known fact. You want to wrap it up, Jim? We got about a minute and a half.
Yeah, you bet. So Justin Trudeau has used his powers, executive powers, as premier, prime minister in Canada to arrest opposition that were protesting his lockdown policies, that were failed lockdown policies in Canada over COVID. He used financial means to, or financial institutions in the government to lock out people's accounts. He's arrested pastors for preaching or for having services on religious services on Sunday.
Yeah.
He just yesterday, apparently, or this last week, arrested a minister who was beaten and kicked out of a abortion clinic, and out of a drag queen show. I'm sorry, it wasn't an abortion clinic; it was a drag queen show. He was beaten and thrown out, and then they arrested him for intimidating the pastor.
Yeah.
This absolutely 10 years ago. Would have been, the United States would have been arguing against Justin Trudeau publicly, but we don't see anything like that happening today because they are consistent with the global policy and supporting Justin Trudeau.
Exactly.
Things have got to change.
Exactly, 100%. You guys, break time. We'll be right back. Stick around.